Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor for this privilege of relationship, this privilege of knowing you, this privilege of being called your own. Blessed be your name for the drastic testimonies, miracles, signs, wonders we had in the service. Thank you for this second service, and thank you, Lord, for bringing in the people. Despite the climate and the weather, we appreciate you. We ask that not one person will leave here the same way. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and your voice and ask, Lord. I ask that you give me a visitation. Do something new in my life today. Open your mouth and speak to God. Something. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand, and you might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Once again, I welcome everyone here to this service this morning. I believe the Lord has brought you here for good, and I believe you are not returning back the same way you came. In Jesus' precious name. Can someone say louder, amen? The necessity of godly character, part two. That is the message. The necessity of godly character, part two. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible said, "For bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." There's the promise of the life that is now, and the life that is to come. Our objective, like we said in the first service, is understanding the necessity of godly character. Understanding the necessity of godly character. We used to sing a song in those days. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. I tell, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. If we do our part, there's nothing this wild world can pleasure afford. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. Why did you give us another script on the screen? I'll serve him far better than in the Sophia. I'll serve him more truly than ever before. I'll do as he bids me, whatever the cost. I'll be a true soldier. The summary of it is, it pays to serve Jesus. It is profitable. So godliness is profitable. Godliness is profitable in the life that is, and then the life that is to come. I want to make a point very clear in another way. The profit of godliness is not just escaping hell at the end of the day. The profit of godliness is beyond the escape of hell. And the profit of godliness is much more than making heaven at the end. Making heaven at the end, of course, is the ultimate. Making heaven at the end is the best thing that can happen to anybody. Because the Bible said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the world and loses his soul?
But the critical thing is, godliness is profitable on the earth first. And we're going to look at six profit of godliness. Number one, the necessity of godliness. One, godly character attracts the presence of God. And the presence of God equals the anointing. Godly character attracts the presence of God. And the presence of God equals the anointing. The opposite of it is very, very true. We read earlier on in Psalm 24, verse 3 to 4, what is it that will make a person to ascend the hill of the Lord? But the opposite is very true. Ungodly character disconnects man from the presence of God. Whereas godly character establishes the presence of God, ungodly character disconnects from the presence of God. That is in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13. He said, Thou art of purer eyes than to behold iniquity and cannot look on. To behold evil and cannot look on iniquity. Why must I be godly? Because if I am not godly, I am disconnected from God. Why must I be godly? Because if I am ungodly, I am distant from God. Why must I be godly? Because if I am ungodly, I cannot command the presence of God. And if I cannot command the presence of God, I cannot command the anointing. Why must I be godly? Because iniquity keeps me at a distance from God. It keeps me at a distance from God. Number two, godly character imparts boldness, confidence, and the audacity of faith that may be needed in times of confrontation. It imparts boldness. It imparts confidence. And the audacity of faith that may be needed in times of confrontation. John chapter 14 verse 31. Look at what Jesus said. He said, but verse 30. He said, hereafter I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. That is, the devil is looking for me, but he is helpless. The prince of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. Godly character imparts boldness, confidence, and the audacity of faith that may be needed in times of confrontation. Nothing to hide means nothing to fear. It means nothing to fear. The prince of this world cometh, but he can find nothing in me. I like you to understand that iniquity invites calamity. Iniquity invites calamity and spirituality, and integrity frustrates calamity. The prince of this world is coming, but he can't find anything in me. Have you ever seen little children before? They look into your eyes straight and they are afraid of nothing. Brought out a gun on a child is not aware of what you are saying or doing. At times you can see a child looking straight at a snake. It's not aware. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud amen. So it imparts boldness, confidence. At one point or the other, the prince of this world may be looking for you. The question is whether you are able to confront him. Number three, godly character is critical for answered prayers. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and in verse 14, he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Psalm 66, verse 18. Very direct. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Please note this. Answered prayer is at risk where godly character is out of place. Answered prayer is at risk where godly character is out of place. Answered prayer is at risk where godly character is out of place. Note this also. Prayer becomes an effort in futility without godly character. Prayer becomes an effort in futility. Effort in futility without godly character. It becomes an effort in futility without godly character. Listen to this and then I'll move to the next point. Ungodly character invites the activity of the accuser of the brethren. It invites the activity of the accuser of the brethren. Revelation chapter 12 from verse 9, 10, thereabout, he began to talk about the accuser of the brethren. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Accuser. His ministry. That was the ministry he was exercising in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 all the way to verse 5. Against Joshua the high priest. He stood to resist him and resist his prayer. Hallelujah. Answered prayer is at risk where godly character is out of place. Number four, godly character is a potent witnessing tool. A potent witnessing tool. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verse 26. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. He said, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass,
that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. They were called Christians. They looked at their character, they resembled Christ. They called them Christians. That was unbelievers calling them Christians. It was not the believers that called themselves Christians. Unbelievers looked at them and they said, these people look like Christ, and they called them Christians. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, he said, let no man despise your youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Somebody say a louder amen. Note this down. Godly character increases the potency of Christian witnessing. Godly character increases the potency of Christian witnessing. When your character is godly, your witnessing is potent. It increases the potency. When your character is correct, your preaching is short. Because when there is plenty evidence, there is minimal argument. Lawyers can understand what I'm talking about. When there is plenty of evidence, there is minimal argument. Evidence will always tackle argument. When your character is godly, your witnessing is potent. Am I communicating at all? Somebody say a loud amen. When I was in the university in those days, a young man, chronic Indian hemp drinker. He drinks Indian hemp. Every time he saw me coming, he would quake. He would just quake and quiver. He said he thought I was coming to destroy him. There was something in me that was so potent. One day I arrested him. I've never seen that man smile in his life. Until after I led him to Christ. Kneel down. Went on his knees. Led him to Christ. By the fire and the force. Of spirituality and character. Somebody say amen. The reason why some people may not want to follow you to your God. Or to your church. Is because they can see you. They can see your life. They signed the same signature in the office with you when you came late for work, and they signed the logbook and signed 7:30 a.m. or 7, and they came by 8:30, and you two signed 7:30, and you came after 8. They were seeing it. So when you say give your life to Christ, say how? I want God to change your life from what? So that I can be like you. I'm already like you. We are already the same. What am I changing into? Somebody say amen. Look at your neighbor and say, let your character be godly so that your witnessing can be potent. I see a new day for somebody. I see a new day for somebody. I see a new day for somebody. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I ask that you will help me to maintain the character that is godly so that my witnessing can be potent. In the name of Jesus. Number 5, godly character is a weapon of defense against the adversary. Is a weapon of defense. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 3 to verse 4,
He said, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. Then verse 7. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, armor on the right hand and on the left. Righteousness is an armor. Righteousness is a weapon of both defense and offense. It's an armor. Godly character is an armor. It's a weapon. In Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 14, he said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. It's an armor. It's an armor. It's an armor. That is why when that armor is out of place, there can be challenge. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 8, he said, he that diggeth a pit shall fall in, and whoso breaketh that armor, that breaketh the hedge, what is he's using to shield himself, a serpent shall bite. That will never be your portion. You know that somebody is sitting at an alcoholic joint and is sitting in between two friends, and all of a sudden they say, can we move? And he couldn't move anymore. I'm telling you a life story. He can't stand. He couldn't move. Let's go. He couldn't go. Long story made short, they realize that he has gone. He has gone to the other world. And when they ask him, when they ask what really happened, they say one of those people put something inside the drink. And because it was not communion, he was drinking. It was not communion he was drinking. Nobody could have put charm inside communion. And you took, and then it will return back to sender. It was alcohol, liquid hell, that he put charm inside. So he reported straight in hell. He couldn't stand from there. Meanwhile, a godly man took concentrated hydrochloric acid from the fridge, or sulfuric acid. Transparent, it was like water. He drank it before he realized this is not tasting like water. And somebody said, you have drunk acid. He said, no, it can't be acid. I just drank water. This cannot be acid. I drank water. You just drank acid. No. And it turned into water in his body. By the armor of righteousness and faith. You will not be killed before your time. You will not be wasted before your time. You will not be killed before your time. You will not be wasted before your time. By the armor of godly character, you will not be wasted before your time. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord most amen. Look at your neighbor, say, you will fulfill your days by the armor of godly character. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Everyone here seated, every arrow the enemy ever attempts to fire in your direction will instantly backfire to send us. If you are saying amen, say it louder. Every arrow fired in your direction will instantly backfire to send us. Finally, godly character releases human potentials. Your best comes out with godly character. It releases human potentials. Look at what God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 19. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, if you will separate rubbish from reality, if you will separate nonsense from sense, you will stand before me, then you shall be as my mouth. What I want you to become, you will become it. If only you can remove things from your life that are not meant to be there. Am I communicating? If only you can clean out crude oil and refine it, you can get petrol, premium motor spirit from it. You can get gas from it, AGO from it. You can get kerosene from it. You can get many, many, many things from it. If only you can. The potential is enormous. But until it is refined, it is just one crude oil. Am I communicating? That's how it is in life. If the little, little lies and the little, little stealings and the little, little exaggerations and all these things can be cleaned out, and the passion for money, they crave the vice of avarice, then you will be at my mouth. I will use you in ways that will amaze you. If you look at the life of Daniel, Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, Daniel proposed in himself that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. And because he purposed that purpose, Daniel worked in the realms of unusual potentials. He was the head of the academicians in Babylon, the head of the politicians in Babylon, the head of the magicians, even though he wasn't a magician. That was Daniel. And of course, our master Jesus, he just told us in John chapter 14 verse 30, that the prince of this world comes and hath nothing in him. And for that sake, he manifested graces. In fact, the Bible said the Lord gave him the spirit without measure. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Are you ready for this? The best of you comes out when the worst in you gets out. The best of you comes out when the worst in you gets out. Lord, what is it in my life that must get out for the best in me to come out? That is the point. The best of you comes out when the worst in you gets out. Let this be your take home today. The best of you come. You don't know what you can do. You don't know what you can become until things in you that are not meant to be there gets out. So the worst in you is covering the best of you. The worst in you is hindering the best inside you. Who you are is fighting who you are meant to become. Who you are is fighting who you are meant to become. Jacob was who he used to be. Israel was he who he was meant to be. The death of Jacob was the birth of Israel. When Jacob came to the end of Jacob, that was when he came to the beginning of Israel. And who is Jacob? Corniman. That was the meaning of the name. Cornman. Isn't it? Supplanter. Swindler. Cheat. It was when Jacob ended that Israel started. If the Israel in you must come out, the Jacob in you must end. This message for somebody. The Jacob in you must end. for the Israel in you to start.
Hallelujah. It's a new day.
Enoch walked with God when he begat Methuselah.
You know, the highest achievement of Methuselah is that he was the oldest man who lived. And for as long as he was inside Enoch, walk with God was impossible. When he released Methuselah out of himself, there is that ancient presence inside. That thing has been with you for long. It has to go. If your walk with God must be perfected, don't forget this. Is it talkativeness? Is it lying? Is it cheating? Is it lust? What is it? Is it deception? Is it fraud? Is it bitterness? Is it unforgiveness? Is it pride? Is it arrogance? There is a Jacob that must end for an Israel to start. There is a worst that must end for a best to start. Most times, it is when we ask God that God will show it to us. Somebody say, I'm not proud. But the person is so humble until he's proud that he is humble. He is proud of his humility. That is plus one, minus one, zero. That is so antagonistic. The humility is there, but it was cancelled out by the pride of the humility. Praise the Lord. There is only one conclusion, and it is the same in the first service. For quality life on earth and eternity in heaven, godly character is not negotiable. For quality life on earth and eternity in heaven, godly character is not negotiable. Somebody is about to pray right now. What is that Jacob that is inside me? What is the worst in me that must get out for the best of me to come out? Reveal it to me. Thank you, Jesus. What is the best of me, the worst in me, that must step out for the best in me to come out? Father, reveal it to me. Lift up your two hands, or your one hand, actually, because you are writing, and you are going to ask God, Lord, show it to me. It may be one thing, it may be more things, but let God speak to you. Lift your hands, lift your voice, and let's give him the praise. Honor him, adore him. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in thy fullness, come in thy sweetness, stamp your own image deep in my heart. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer. Pure as the world, come in thy fullness, come in thy sweetness, stamp your own image deep in my heart. And Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true. I'll be a living sanctuary. For you, lift your voice and sing, Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary,
pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true.
All the truth.
Go ahead and begin to speak to God. anywhere you are this morning, lift up your hands anywhere you are this morning. You are in need of forgiveness for your sins. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. I might not call you out now because of the climate and the mood, but you can pray the prayer with me where you are. And say after me, Lord Jesus. And say it louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I will call you out at the end of this service, but can we all be up on our feet if you can? Except if you are, of course, in a very deep worship situation right now. And lift up your hands. And just get sent for a cleansing. There is a cleansing that God is doing right now. There is an irrigation, like this rain is falling or fell before you came. There is a washing, a cleansing, an irrigation. There is a change of garment. There is a change of heart. Lift your hands. Something is happening already.
supernatural rain. Cleansing. Streams of cleansing. Streams of washing. Streams of cleaning. It's happening. It's happening. Lift your hands high. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Eliah. Thank you, Rafik. Thank you, Mekadesh. We worship you. We honor you. Receive a refreshing. Receive a cleansing. Receive a deliverance. Receive revival. Receive a change of name from Jacob to Israel. Receive the enlightenment of your capacity. Mana Galayata, a change of destiny, a change of time, receive it. Mashadaya. Whatever God has for you today, you are receiving it right now. Lift your hands up when I say the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3, you scream, I receive. And place your hand on yourself. What God has in store for you this morning, I command that you receive it. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Somebody running into spider webs anywhere, any day, anyhow. The network is being set on fire. Demonic razor marks on the body being arrested and reversed. Trying to cross something that you can never cross. Climbing a mountain you could never climb. Riding a bicycle in the dream. All manner of satanic limitation and sluggishness. Finding yourself in old primary school, old family house. Laraya East Amagasharada. Finding yourself inside the old thatch house in a village. Today is the end of that satanic imprisonment. Finding yourself in the cage, in the river. Mashatadada. Receive your deliverance. Receive your freedom. Lift your hands. And when I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream again, I receive. That is your deliverance you are receiving. Your liberty you are receiving. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, scream, I receive. Lift your hands and give him the praise. The chains are broken. Yokes are broken. Diverse encounters here this morning. You got an encounter. God pulled you out of something. Pulled you out of that touch, that hot, that village that I talked about, that river.
pulled you out of the doors of death, pulled you out. Remove the mask off your face. Cause that evil spirit to step out of your body. Quickly rush to the front here on my left hand side. I see about 15 people with peptic ulcer affliction also healed by the power of God. You came in here with a terrible chest ulcer condition. Front to the back. You are healed right now. You come on my right hand side here for the healing of the ulcer. The healing of the ulcer. The healing of the ulcer. Those who encounter us on this side. Encounters on this side. Healing of the altar. Altars on this side. Father, I give you the praise. I give you the honor. Encounters on that side. Give the Lord a big clap.
For the thing that you have done.
The battles you have won. Only you
alone deserve.
Our praise. We magnify your name. Mashada Galaya Hazaridi. Eletisa ferotasa cadiados, cadiados de peredina gagalayarates, le perita sique ritados, le peretesina gayaragalahazadas, reta satadiro teseke di galaya, masha teretata, all manner of healings, all manner of deliverances, all manner of liberties. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elayon, thank you. Mekadesh, thank you. Lepe Firoske, Itas Marakadija, Lorenimi Kizarotasa, Leprete Seprine Galaratazi, Yoranima, Sendere Dukosa, Lepe Retesina Gayalaharatas, Lespera de Halalala. Praise, take your seat.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord, ulcers. And I see satanic afflictions on the of the waist. Lower back and waist, spondylosis. Terrible waist condition, but somebody more on the right hand side of that waist. The power of God heal you now. Is delivering you from that condition. And I command the healing and the wholeness to be restored. Anywhere you are, you came in here with that kind of waste situation. Check yourself right now. In all locations. I see about you over there. Check yourself in all locations and confirm. You came with a lower back or waist condition. The Lord has healed you right now. Okay. Find out from her. Those with the waist can stand here. Waist and lower back. And if you came with a corset and you have a corset that you wore, you can just confirm and take it off right there. And if you came with a crutch or a stick because of a lower waist condition, you can move without it and confirm. Those to the lower waist can go on that side. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There. Please sit down.
Please don't let me go that way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go that way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go.
atmosphere is opening. Challenge with hearing on the left ear.
Please don't let it go.
Left ear, since when? Since primary school. So, put something in the ear. What's her name? That you couldn't hear since primary school in the left ear.
Only your August, like the ear will start paining me every August.
Okay. Your call. What about hearing?
Sometimes it's too clock.
Lift your hands. What have you?
It's 18 years since I was in primary school.
Really? Yes. The left ear.
Left ear.
Couldn't hear.
Couldn't hear.
What's the name?
Geraldine.
All right, Geraldine, yeah. Lift your hands up. Father, let this affliction. As I pray for them. Everything that is closed in your life opens up now.
Open.
Jesus, precious name. Lift your hands everywhere you are and say, the name of Jesus.
Every
door closed in my life, you are open right now. You are open right now. Every door in my life that is closed, open now.
My God has the key.
Just 1 minute. Close your ear. Put your hand in the ear. No, the good ear, not the bad ear. The next thing I'm doing is to pull off spiritual relationship, ring off your hand. Spirit husband, spirit relationship, spirit children. As I pray for her, everyone in this house that is a victim of spiritual molestation, spiritual relationship, spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children, today is the end. See, after me, I disconnect myself from every spirit relationship. Today is your end. Every tormenting spirit attached to my life, you are going now. On your mask, get set, shall go.
Go.
Spirit relationship, go. Go. Geraldine, close this ear. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Jesus.
Can hear. Hallelujah.
Since 18 years, since primary school, anything that has followed you from your childhood, are you just standing? Everything that has followed you from your childhood, today is the end of that. Tell me about that spiritual relationship, man.
Yes. It's my ear of open door.
My Lord has the key of
Jesus. Mashata kala. Everybody sing, my Lord. King of David, David. And on the shore.
Condition afterward, you took authority over the spirit relationship. I asked her, she said, while she was about 16 years of age, she began experiencing that, where a boy from her class used to come to molest her, the face of the boy from her class.
In the dream.
In the dream. And after a while, it ceased. But recently again, she began experiencing that strange presence of personality around her.
That ring is removed. Lift up your hands. Somebody say after me, say every covenant,
every covenant
that I have entered into, consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, that is working against me,
I reject, I break, I disconnect
my life from such covenants. In the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit,
connected
to my life,
I
reject you now.
You are leaving me now.
On your mask, get set, shout out. Stand up on your feet, come. Lift up your hands. I don't know whether that dog attack is a witchcraft attack or a spiritual relationship attack, but wherever that demonic dog is, I set it on fire, 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 fire. Fire! Lift up your hands everywhere you are and say after me, every demonic spirit fighting my life, every demonic point of contact against my life and my destiny, today is your end. You are set on fire. Fire! Give the Lord a praise.